It was a minute after 8 when I saw these planes in the distance starting to lower themselves. I knew what they were going to do. So we started running for our lives to go back to Schofield Base because we were infantry people, and we had to go back and get our rifles and get some ammunition. We ran for our lives to get our ammunition for our rifles because our barracks were right next door. And we had to tear down the door to the ammunition to the storage because the supply sergeant was in Honolulu. Sunday was a big day for people going to Honolulu, and he was there. And we had to tear down the door to get the ammunition. And we got the ammunition, and I think it must have been about 20 minutes later, they attacked us again, and they would attack us every half hour. And on the third attack, I remember these two soldiers were on the top of the barracks of the 27th Infantry, and they brought down these two planes. And I met them in Indianapolis after the war. They happened to show up. They were from Indianapolis. And they told us a story about how they brought down these two Japanese planes.